Hey girl, it's Emily. I'm so excited to be celebrating 400,000 downloads of Habit Hack Your Health, and I'm celebrating with you. So, our signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, our quarter audio masterclasses, my one-on-one clients, and the guests that you all and I have personally learned from over these past few years has started a movement focused on why women have to do habits differently. And it's building confidence from the inside out for you and the other habit hackers in our community. I want to be able to reach more women in our movement, and that's where I need your help. To celebrate 400,000 downloads, I want to give away my signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, paired with a one-on-one coaching call. Now, the way we're going to do this is to leave a review. The more reviews that we receive of the show, the more women it will reach. So let's celebrate and do this giveaway. To enter, I just need you to leave a written review in iTunes and screenshot it. Share your review on Instagram on your stories and tag me at EmilyNichols22. Or if social media isn't your thing, please email it to me at hello@emily-nichols.com. It's all linked in the show notes. This is all well worth over $1,000, totally for free if you win. This will make a huge impact on your healthy habits sticking and you finally stop dieting, but you also get to help us make an impact on more women by helping to bring more of them to the podcast. So this starts April 23rd, and the contest ends Sunday, the 28th. Go leave your review right now while you're listening. It literally takes just 1 minute to write it out and what you love about the show. I'll even encourage you to make this a habit to do for other shows that you love as well. So thanks for hanging with me for 400,000 downloads, and here's to many, many, many more together. Good luck entering the giveaway. Let's get into the show. Hey girl, do you wish you could make your healthy habits stick, but life keeps getting in the way? Are you tired of diet culture telling you to shrink yourself when you'd rather just find true food freedom, move your body for joy, and feel and look good in your favorite leggings? Then you're in the right place. Think of this as Atomic Habits for Women. Hey, I'm Emily Nichols, habit and fitness coach, millennial mom, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. I'm here to tell you there is an easier way than what we've been taught about health and our habits. How do I know? Because I've gone from former chronic dieter to habit hacker through the power of the system that I'm now going to teach you so you can finally stop dieting and just train for life via your habits. Remember, it's not your fault your healthy habits haven't stuck. We just have to do them differently. Are you ready to habit hack your health? Then let's do this. Hey friends, welcome to Habit Hack Thursday. Y'all, we're talking about food freedom today and habits for picky eaters of all ages. Your spouses included. I thought this was really important to talk about because when I polled my audiences and when I chat with my clients, family is a big obstacle for your food freedom. And the biggest reason, in addition to time, is actually picky eaters. It's so tricky for us as moms, right? Now, we dig deeper into this inside of my signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator pod course, and even one-on-one coaching. We also dig deeper into diet culture, mentality, emotional eating, and even simple meal prep habits to save time. But today on this episode, we're talking specifically about picky eaters, and not just with kids, but your spouse too. Like I said, this makes it difficult where you feel like you are creating multiple meals, right? You create this delicious, nutritious meal and your kid just wants mac and cheese, right? Or you make this meal and your husband's like, ugh, I don't really like that. And it just opens up extra tabs in your head and can even create tension between you and your spouse if you're on a different food freedom journey. And I get it. You want to just create one meal and be done with it. And the time it takes you to plan out what you're going to get at the store, what you're going to create for dinner, when you actually have time to make dinner if it's a busy like sports season of your life and your evenings are crazy and you either eat at 4 p.m. or 9 p.m., that takes a lot of brain power. And to feel like maybe you're not appreciated or to feel like you're like serving everyone like custom orders like at a restaurant, like girl, it's exhausting and it's opening up more tabs inside of your head. So today we're going to talk about some habits for picky eaters from elementary, middle school, high school, and even spouses. Before we get into this though, I want you to know about a free download I have for you. It's one of my most popular freebies. And I think this is actually really timely. If you're actually looking for help in creating meals and taking away some of that extra brain power, I want you to grab my 5 weeknight ingredient meals where I share 5 simple recipes that are kid and spouse approved. These are meals that I actually create for my family and it's complete with a grocery list. Okay. You can go to bit.ly/ingredient meals. It's linked in the show notes for you too. So in our program, we actually teach a weekly Sunday reset as a weekly habit to help relieve some of the pressure of creating meals for the week and that dreaded like what's for dinner question. And we keep kids in mind with that as well. Okay, so let's talk about some habit hacks to help with those picky eaters in your house. These are ones that I have personally used with my own family. And you'll see I use a lot of these with my clients. If you've ever listened to one of my custom habit loop episodes where I create custom habit loops for my one-on-one clients, you'll see I incorporate your kids a lot when it comes to mealtime. And there's a reason why. So let's get into it. So let's talk about some habit hacks for elementary school kiddos who are picky eaters. I'll give you 2 tips for each age group. So this first one is to make food fun. So maybe you can present it in a more creative or appealing way, like using colorful plates, arrange your food in a fun shape. We have one of those plates when my kids were little where it looked like a little bald dude and I would put like rice for his hair and like a broccoli like goatee or something. Or create food art to make meals like more enticing. It makes it more fun for those real young kiddos. And I'm not saying like you have to like sit there and like take 15 minutes to do this, like literally like just arrange it and make it cute. My next tip, this can be applied towards any age or your spouse, is involve them in meal preparation. So encourage your kids to participate. Take them grocery shopping, or if you do online grocery orders like I do, because it's a game changer, help them, have them help you pick out items and tell them what you're going to be creating meals for, or let them choose fruits and vegetables that maybe they'd like to try. Involvement in cooking and preparing meals can increase their interest in trying new foods. I was literally just talking with someone about this at Orange Theory as we were going through the transformation challenge. She said, man, I just really struggle with picky eaters. I'm like, have your kids help you. Even real little kiddos can be involved in some way, somehow, and that gets them more involved. Now for middle schoolers, I always say God bless the teachers who teach kindergartners and middle school teachers. It's an interesting age range, that's for sure. For middle schoolers, I would offer more variety, right? My boys, I know they expect Taco Tuesday like every Tuesday. You know how I feel about my tacos, but I don't make like the same type of meal each week. It's like a taco bar. It's a taco salad. It's enchiladas. It's crunchy tacos. But also, I know I can get in a rut of creating the same meals every week and they get bored, right? So encourage them to try like a small portion of a new food if you're offering a little bit more variety along with familiar ones. Because honestly, they're used to eating the same ones and then they don't feel inclined to trying new foods. Next, set a good example. Model healthy eating habits yourself. Like monkey see, monkey do, right? They often mimic the behaviors of their parents. Right? They do. Whether you know it or not, or whether they would admit it or not, when they see you trying a diverse range of foods, they maybe become willing to try new foods as well. Like if you don't like vegetables, I get it, girl. I have some friends who are like, I don't like vegetables. And I see their kids not liking vegetables too. Find creative ways to use it or include yummy sauces that are low sugar or no sugar to make it more fun. High schoolers. This is where I think it's important to educate them on nutrition. Teach them about the nutritional benefits of food. I'm always talking about protein, especially for my oldest. He's 16. He's weightlifting all the time. And I'm like, dude, he wants to get bigger and swole. You got to fuel those muscles with proper protein. Just like I talk about with the moms I work with, right? It's the same thing with teenagers, but also giving them a variety amount of colorful foods and the health benefits and how this can maybe help aid them in their sports and their focus at school and so on and so forth. And encourage like peer influence, right? Encourage them to try new foods with friends at social gatherings, right? Sometimes their friends are a much bigger influence, hopefully in good ways, not all the bad ways, on them versus you. So have your teenagers step out of their comfort zone and try new things with their friends. Now, let's get into your spouses. Ooh, or not your spouses, your spouse. Okay. This kind of goes back to like we talked about with elementary kids. Cook together. Make meal prep a shared activity. Experiment with new recipes together. Do your grocery order together. I think a lot of times as moms, we take on the bulk of this. And your husband might just want a little bit more ownership in that and say, and that will help save you all of that extra time and brain space it takes to create extra meals or feel like you're not being, you know, validated in all the extra meals that you're preparing for folks that are picky eaters. And next, I think this is important to say, respect their preferences. There are just some foods people don't like. Now, my husband, he likes everything. He like literally will eat anything except legumes, like any type of beans. If he has too many, he gets like a weird like eczema thing, rash going on his elbow. So I acknowledge that and try not to prepare that for him or just he does not put that on his plate if I have some type of beans as part of our dinner. If you can find some type of common ground, like incorporating elements that he likes as well or having him involved. And if there's something that like a side you're going to make or you're going to make cauliflower rice and he's like, girl, I just cannot, like get like one of those 90-second rice bags you can heat up in the microwave and like be done with it, right? You have to sometimes meet them in the middle. Now, this is not going to be perfect. You don't have to do it all though either. You can see there's a big overlap on a lot of these habit hacks for all of these ages, and a big overlap is to get them involved. You don't have to do it all. Get them involved. Now, you've probably heard my client examples, like I said before, where I create custom habit loops. I always incorporate the kids, right? It's gonna, or the spouse, it's gonna take a bigger load off of you. And that's why as women, we have to do habits differently. And the basis of everything that I teach here at Habit Hack Your Health inside of our programs, the podcast, and one-on-one coaching, right? You're carrying such an invisible load. Let's take the load off a little bit. And like I said, this takes time and patience. So let me know if this helps you. If you want to grab those 5-weeknight ingredient meal lists to help you get started, like I take meal prep in a very creative route, as you'll see. And like I said, the meals I provided and the recipes and the grocery list are kid and husband approved. So again, that's bit.ly/ingredient meals. It's linked in the show notes for you. So I hope this helps you as well. Maybe you're the picky eater in your family, and you can all work together to ensure that your food freedom is continuing to stay true to you and helping you and your family thrive. I'll catch up with you next week. Hey girl, real quick before you go, did you know I have a secret podcast where I talk all about why most habit strategies don't work for us women? Spoiler alert, it's not our fault. Visit bit.ly/atomichabitsforwomen. It's linked in the show notes to access my secret podcast series and have your biggest aha moment about why and how women have to do habits differently. And if you love the podcast, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way more mamas can find the show. Love and appreciate you, friend. We'll see you next time.